This is my be moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today my focus is continuing to walk by faith during challenging times. You know, when I think about practicing faith during tough times, the first scripture that comes to mind for me is Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." A few years ago, during the Great Recession, and our economy was in the tank, I was concerned with survival of our small business. It seemed during this period that my eyes would open like clockwork around 5 a.m. every morning. I'm lying in bed motionless. I'm still, but the thoughts are raging on in my mind about all of the possible negative outcomes. And everything during this period to me just seems so unfair and so unjust. I just can't believe we're having to endure this. During a morning in this period, I was led to the book of Habakkuk, a book that I am not familiar with. Habakkuk is a prophet in Judah. And he's there right before Judah falls into the hands of the Babylonians. He raises the issue of why a just God is a silent God, while the cries of the faithful seems to still go unheard. And when I read that, I thought, that is where I am. This scripture is meeting me directly where I am. Now, God does respond in Habakkuk, second chapter, fourth verse, excuse me. It reads, "Look at the proud. They trust in themselves and their lives are crooked, but the righteous will live by their faith." And I felt like the part I was supposed to hold on to, "but the righteous will live by their faith." That also sort of said to me, like the Lord was saying, all right, you can get out of my business now. You know, there are things that I'm going to do in my own time and the way that I'm going to do them, and I'm not going to do them any sooner. But you, on the other hand, there are things that I have entrusted you to do, and you cannot allow your preoccupation with my business and how I'm going to handle things to stop you from doing, Suzette, what I have called you to do. That came through crystal clear for me. And so, two key takeaways: always, always continue to walk by faith, even when you feel like you're praying to a radio silent God. Hunker down, walk by faith. Second, stay out of his business, be real clear, and just focus on the business he's entrusted you with. When I need to walk by faith more and less by sight, I stand on 2 Corinthians 4:18. Be in the moment with me and stand on, let me read it. "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Finally, share this be moment with others who also desire to be inspired.